And a lot of people might not really know of this, really not little, but, you know, about 20,000 square foot gem, the Lyceum, which was part of the St. Mary's Church complex, which also included a convent and a church, which we lost in the 80s and in 1990, the church to fire. So the Lyceum is still there, and it is a beautiful little building in sort of neoclassic style. It was a clubhouse for the school. It had a gymnasium and an auditorium and all kinds of facilities and services that young people could avail themselves of. And then it was a business school for a while until the 70s. There was a social service agency in there, and then sort of a dark time maybe in the 80s where it was sort of unofficially a practice hall for rock bands and things like that. And a lot of people were using it maybe without any kind of authority to use it. And then in 1990, Belmont Services is in there. Belmont Managing Services is in there, and they manage affordable housing throughout New York State. And they're, you know, using the part of the building, the second floor. They're occupying the building. They are doing things to sort of keep it safe. You know, they are, in fact, when we, as you'll see from the pictures in the story, when our photographer was there, they were putting some black netting over some of the exterior details because water is getting in there and they're afraid that this nice decorative terracotta is going to crumble away. The roof might need something. But they are not the ones who are going to renovate the entire building. They are there hoping someone will come and purchase the building and do a big renovation and maybe for housing. Who knows?
And that is always the problem and the hope that someone will have the money and the knowledge to do it right.
Right. Well, it's, you know, the building has been there. We actually wrote about it in our 2006 architecture issue because it is really, it's quite distinctive. It's just that you might not drive by that part of Broadway too often to even see it. It's close to also the Colored Musicians Club and the Michigan Avenue Baptist Church and the Nash House, you know, that whole little African-American heritage quarter. So, I mean, could it serve that building? Could it help provide some sort of facility for, you know, the programming that those group, because those are small buildings, the CMC and the Nash House, so they're small.
Right. Any prospective buyers that you've heard of? Any names?
No, but I do give in the article Bruce Barrett of Belmont Management. His phone number is given, and he would be the one to call if anybody wants to jump right in there with the Lyceum.
Another piece of property right in the downtown hub is the former Trico building.
Yes, that is the next property we want to write about. And I was talking about the Trico building with a group that I've been working with. They're a great group, Buffalo's Young Preservationists. So they're the other Facebook group that I work with in as well as Preservation Ready Sites. And it's really exciting. I don't know that I don't remember there being a group like this, you know, until now. And I interviewed a lot of them at the Essex Street Pub. They meet there, I think, every third Wednesday. And they are very knowledgeable. Some of them are in city, they're studying city planning. Some of them are still in school, but they're studying like architecture, city planning, things related to preservation. And two of them work for Preservation Studios. So they're already sort of in the jobs that they want to stay with. Even, you know, when they're done with school. And they are very passionate about the Trico building, as you'll hear.
Megan Baca is here, too. And Megan, what I want to ask you is, do you think that there's more energy around preservation right now?
Preservation has a certain energy, and I think that BYP brings that further because it's not just professional preservationists or historians. You know, it's artists and DIY homeowners and people who are doing preservation but might not consider themselves preservationists. It's really just people who want to see Buffalo be great again, and it's for this generation, not next generations.
It's so great that they care about what's happening around us and that there is so much to look at and examine for them, too.
And they do their research. they know what they're talking about. They go to the buildings. If they can, they go inside buildings, even, you know, even the ones that are maybe not quite as safe as they should be. But they look things up. They go to the library. They go to the city records offices, and they find out everything they need to know. So they're not just sort of talking the talk. They're walking the walk. Absolutely.
Elizabeth Licata, as always, thank you so much for sharing Preservation Ready from the Buffalo Spree.
Thanks, Eileen.